Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson in the several parts. And so there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And there is a theme that runs all through the Bible. A theme where God invites us to use His name, to call on His name in our time of need, and then to thank and praise Him as He answers our prayers. God considers His name hallowed and honored when we name it and call upon it in adversity and need. But there has to be an experience of the grace of God and of that need. Psalm 50, verse 15. Wonderful verse. Children, every one of them should memorize it. God says, call upon me in the time of trouble. I will rescue you and you will praise me. And it is God's design that we should face some times of trouble so that we will know that He is there in our time of need. That's why the people of Israel had to wander through the wilderness. One of the reasons why, for 40 years. So they could be hungry and call out to God and find out that He answers the prayers. That's why David had to spend the time that he did running in fear of Saul, hiding in caves, fleeing from place to place, calling out to God time after time after time so that he could know that God heard his prayer and answered his prayer. And is not that the experience when we look back in our nation's history at the first Thanksgiving? Pilgrims having spent a time of being hungry and needy and poor and turning to God and calling out to God, and then having God answer their prayers. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you and you will praise me. And God invites us into that experience, so that through our years we might experience and know that He is our God, that He blesses, that He cares for. And 10 lepers came to Jesus and called out to Him, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And their prayer was answered, was it not? Yeah. Go show yourselves to the priests, is what He said. And as they went, they were cleansed. They're walking along the road and they're looking, hands and feet, and the nerves are starting to feel again. The skin is clearing up. The leprosy is disappearing. And it is because of Jesus and because of His word and His blessing and His hearing their prayer. Time after time after time, this is the experience of the people of God. Through age after age, generation after generation, all over the world, the people of God call out to Him and find out that He hears, that He answers the prayers, that He sorts out exactly the time and the condition of their lives so that they may learn that they have a loving God, a loving Savior. Go show yourselves to the priests, He tells them. Oh, there's more hanging from that peg, amazingly more hanging from there. But it gets interrupted. One of them, seeing that he was cleansed, he turned back, going back to Jesus. This is the one that got it. He understood. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you and you will praise me. So he went back to Jesus to praise him. He learned something. He learned a lesson that all of us would do well to learn. And that is the greatest blessing of the blessing is not the blessing. It's not. The greatest miracle of the miracle is not the miracle. It's not. Is he talking in riddles here? No. The greatest blessing of the blessing is not the blessing, it's the blesser. As Jesus invites, as God invites for these 10 lepers to enter into a relationship with God, to have that relationship with the blesser, so that as the blessings come and go, as the trials of life come and go, there is one thing that will be eternal, and that is the relationship with Jesus Christ. The relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The salvation that we experience in Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle of the miracle is not the miracle. The greatest miracle of that is that the one who does the miracles enters into that relationship with us and chooses to hear our prayers and answer our needs. What an amazing thing. Considering the state of humanity, considering the state of our own souls, did we deserve? Does the human race deserve to have God hear our prayers and answer? And care for and love us and shower his grace upon us. And the miracle is that he chooses to be in this relationship with us. So, the one goes back to Jesus. He gets it. The other 9 go along. Oh, healing from leprosy. Blessings of this life. To resume being able to be among people. Amazing blessings, but for them to say, that's enough. Does not get it. Because God always calls and invites us. And there is always more. When he answers the prayers, there is always the more. When he rescues in a time of need, there is always more. When he allows us to go through times that drive us to prayer, and then in that prayer hears the words of those prayers and answers our needs and rescues us, there's always more. And the more is shifting from thanksgiving for the things of this life. Because all of those things come and go. It is moving beyond. The best answer to prayer is not the answer to prayer, is it? The best answer to prayer is that there is someone who answers the prayer. The greatest gift of the gift is not the gift, it's the giver. We know these truths. And that's why we deliberately set aside a time for thanksgiving. So that we can look past, look beyond all of the blessings and realize that they come from the hand of a wonderful, gracious God and Father, who invites us into that relationship as his children, but again, there's more. So the one leper goes back to Jesus and falls on his face before him and gives him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Rise and go your way, your faith has made you well. Do you know what faith is? Faith is believing the words and promises of God. And right in that formula, the words of God, the promises of God. And when God speaks his words and promises, and when God speaks into our lives, to have that word and grab a hold of that word and say, now that That is my treasure. That is my everything. And this one leper gets it. Let's not forget about the other nine. They're heading off to the priest, and when they get to the priests, something's going to happen there. It's the sacrifice that Moses commanded. And you read about it in Leviticus 14. It's the sacrifice of the two birds. And we've talked about this before. The leper on the day of his cleansing is to bring two live clean birds to the priest. And the priest is to take one of the birds and sacrifice it and capture its blood in an earthenware vessel. And then he is to take the other bird, the one still alive, dip it in the blood of the bird that is slain, and allow it to fly free. And with two questions, that comes into focus. The bird that is slain, that sheds its blood, who is it that that bird is a picture of? That would be Jesus. Now the other bird, the one that is marked by the blood of the first, now allowed to fly free, who is pictured by that bird? That's us. See, Jesus does not let go of these other nine. He sends them, and they're going to have to act out this drama of the Son of God being the sacrifice for their sins, that there was a price to be paid for their healing, and Jesus is the one who would pay it. And the priests are going to have to, they're going to need 18 live clean birds, aren't they? And by the end of the day, they might get the point that sins are forgiven by God's providing. That there is a Lamb of God, a Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And in Him, then, we have everything that is beyond the blessings. We have the Blesser. We have God Himself entering into that relationship with us. We have God Himself pledging His love to us by His own blood and making us His own, so that now everything in life for the Christian has changed. All of the blessings come from the hand of God. And so, Thanksgiving, we feast. And in the feasting, we rejoice that God has loved and cared for us. All the things in life are changed. The trials of life are changed. They're a call and a beckoning from God. Come in prayer. Come in prayer. And in that relationship of prayer, to learn once again that we are so deeply loved. Everything in life has changed. The blessings are blessings that abound. And then, if we wish to serve God, why, serve our neighbor? If we wish to love as we have been loved, then love one another. We are called to turn aside from daily life and remember that we are called into that relationship with God, created for something better, something eternal, created to walk with God, to have fellowship with Him forever. That's why we take the time aside and come in thanksgiving. Why we learn through all of this path of thanksgiving, through the trials that drive us to prayer, through the prayers of calling out to God, through the answers to those prayers, through the praise and wonder that He still hears and He answers and He watches over and He knows exactly what our needs are, to the growing thanksgiving in our hearts that we are so privileged to be the children of God, the redeemed, to know God in Jesus Christ and to live our lives and then live all of eternity in that relationship with Him. In Jesus' name, amen.